We're live. I'll fix the camera live.
All right, do it live. Hey everyone, I'm Catherine Rampell, the economics editor at The Bulwark and the author of the Receipts newsletter, and I am here with my buddy JVL to talk all things economics, corruption, mostly corruption, honestly. I would say this week it's mostly corruption, but really like every week you could pull out, you know, 10 corruption scandals that in a previous administration would have been administration ending. But yes, we have lots of hot, juicy corruption for you, as well as if you stick around, something equally as sexy, which is Broadway economics. JVL and I were just
and
talking
fiery
Broadway
death
economics.
In a train accident.
And a fiery death in a train. There's lots of drama off stage when it comes to so Broadway much. Economics. So we'll talk a little bit about that. But JVL, it is great to see you. I wanted to start out by talking about this new lawsuit suing Trump and a few of his underlings over the scheme to sell early access to Truth Social posts. So for those who are not familiar, Truth Social, it's, you know, the shadow Twitter that like no one uses other than Donald Trump to post government announcements effectively about tariffs and other major policy decisions and shit posting, you know, whatever AI slop as well. They have decided to sell early access because the company thinks that that's valuable to have, you know, access to Trump's tweets or bleats or whatever early. And there is now a lawsuit challenging that. It is filed under First Amendment and Fifth Amendment grounds. JVL, like, it seems to me that the issue here, I'm not a lawyer, but the issue here should not be so much about, like, free speech. I wish the legal theory were less about free speech and more about, like, just corruption. Like, if there was some way to get them on blatant corruption selling of access as opposed to civil liberties. I'm curious if you have thoughts on this lawsuit.
Yeah. I mean, my thought is the same one I often have, which is that Donald Trump is an innovator in the field of corruption. And I think we ought to recognize and respect that. I first sort of had my eyes open to this when he started filing his defamation lawsuits against CBS and threatening ABC. And I realized, oh, this is what he's done is he's figured out how to legalize a shakedown, right? Mm. It isn't actually a lawsuit. It's that he wants a bribe from Paramount, and Paramount wants to pay him a bribe. But there isn't a legal way to do that. And he realized, sure, there is. I'll just file a bullshit lawsuit and then they'll settle with me. And it's contractually blessed and everybody's precluded from ever talking about it again. That's an innovation. And it's an innovation the rule of law will have to catch up with. Another of his innovations is that he has looked to monetize the presidency in many ways. And there are a lot of obvious ways to monetize the presidency. Things like no-bid contracts, things like having your private business do deals with foreign governments who want things from the United States government. But that's easy, right? Anybody can do that. It is a true innovation for Trump to realize, huh, the words of the president of the United States are very valuable. But as a president, I can't capture that value. That's not fair. I'm the president. I should be able to capture that value. How could I do that? Oh, well, one way to do that is for me to communicate not through press releases or official communiques done by the government, but to communicate on a private platform that I own. And by doing that, first of all, we have all the insider trading implications of this. But secondly, he then is able to sell access to his communications as president to people in a way that he couldn't if he was issuing press releases from the White House. And I don't like, I feel like Anchorman, you know, you ate the whole wheel of cheese. I'm not even mad. I'm impressed. It's amazing. And it's a shakedown. And it is probably valuable, at least as a hedge. If you're, you know, if you're a firm and you've got $50 billion in assets under management or something, and all you're doing is being asked to pay $1.2 million a year so that you can A, be on the good graces of the President of the United States, and B, so that maybe there is something actionable for your, you know, high-frequency trade algorithms to scrape and find out. That's $1.2 million. That's nothing. You spend like shrimp.
Yeah. Right? Well, $1.2 million. So just to clarify for those watching, that number comes from the fact that they are trying to charge or have charged $100,000 a month for early access to the Trump tweets, bleats. And so, yes, that comes out to, a little over $1 million a year.
And that's nothing. I mean, do you agree that this is like, he's just monetized one of the functions of the office of the presidency? And again, this is one of those things that now, we never had a law saying that the president can't do all of his official communications on a private platform that he owns and then sell access to it. Nobody ever thought to make that law.
I mean, again,
now we're
going
to have laws about that, aren't we?
Well, not a lawyer, but there are things like the Presidential Records Act, and I imagine. I know. It's cute. It's quaint.
Or the Hatch Act too, right? Or the Tooth Fairy.
All of the above. On the point about how valuable this is, so Trump Media reported recently that more than 10 companies have signed up for this feed. And I was actually kind of surprised that the number was that low, because I would have guessed that aside from the like wanting to get in good with the president angle for why you might sign up for this, I would have guessed that companies would sign up, as you say, as sort of as a hedge, sort of as protection, in the sense that you don't want your competitors to have a millisecond earlier access to potentially market moving information that you don't have. So it's like you kind of have to pay up. So I was like, why is it only 10, let's say 11, as opposed to like every market participant? So I've been talking with people in the industry and I've heard a couple of different things. One is that actually there are only a few companies that really need like first mover information. And there are a lot of other companies that like, you know, obviously stock markets and things like that, move on, jobs report and other tariff information, war information, things like that. But who needs access to like the earliest version of that tweet, you know, via the social APIs? Maybe smaller than I would have guessed. Two is that they may have overplayed their hand, that $100,000 actually is a lot of money for access to something like this that like maybe on the margin more valuable to you or valuable at all. And three is that there may be some legal risk for the companies here. Like this deal is not just stinky to us. It's a little stinky probably to the general counsels at some of these Wall Street firms who are like, I don't know exactly if this violates an insider trading law, but it might. I don't know exactly if this violates a corruption law, but it might. And obviously those things are unlikely to get prosecuted under this administration, but at some point there will be a new sheriff in town. And so companies are like, you know, may or may not be, you know, worth this amount of money, and my general counsel doesn't really love it, we're going to pass. This is what I've been trying to figure out, like, why is there not greater demand for this? And I think that's part of it. That's not to say that the Trump Media Truth Social guys are not doing a really, really hard sell. I think we have some quotes. So this is from a Bloomberg story last month about the pitches that firms were getting, which were just promotional emails began circulating across Wall Street trading desks weeks ago, teasing a new product from Donald Trump's social media company. The note promised sub-second post data, 24/7, including weekends and after hours, according to a message that Bloomberg saw. Quote, a number of your peers are moving forward with this product. And if
act,
you know,
now.
It says, yeah, act now, right, exactly. This car is going to be driven off the lot today. You better get it. And then they quote, a portfolio manager at JP Morgan, saying we are one Truth Social post away from being up or down 5% every day. So they made a hard sell. I have been trying to get a copy of the pitch deck that was shown to companies. Oh. So I know that there were a lot of companies, or at least I've heard that there were a lot of companies that got the pitch, got a hard sell from, you know, people saying like, nice company you got there. It'd be a shame if something happened to it. I would love if somebody out there who is watching this or listening to this has access to that, please reach out. We have an anonymous tips line, a confidential tips line. So I'd love to see like what was actually shared in these meetings. But anyway, I guess a lot of companies were like, maybe we'll sit this one out. And so it would be nice to think that these companies are making decisions for like moral reasons. They don't want to be complicit in the destruction of rule of law and the degradation of our democracy in our White House. But, you know, it may actually be in their own self-interest to stay away from this thing. And I was actually, I don't know if heartened is the right word, but I was encouraged by the fact that Jamie Dimon, who is the CEO of JP Morgan, kind of made similar comments about why, at least at the time, this is a few months ago, I don't know if things have changed, JP Morgan had not donated to the Trump ballroom. He made some comment to the effect of like, well, you know, Trump may not always be in office. We're not really sure how future administrations may feel about this. So I would love for the balance of incentives to move more toward that companies are like unwilling to criticize Trump. They're complicit in some of the corruption stuff because they think he's transactional and they can work with that. But I want them to be fearful about what comes after when he leaves office. Will someone hold them accountable for enabling this guy and potentially bribing this administration? I don't know if that'll happen, but
same sister.
What'd you say?
I said same sister.
Yeah.
To my mind, if America is serious about not winding up in this spot again, then the next administration needs to basically go around with a pair of pliers and a blowtorch and prosecute to the fullest extent of the law anyone they can find who participated in lawbreaking or was party to lawbreaking, both within the government and outside the government during this administration. And to just, you just have to establish deterrence, right? Because if you don't, then the message is like, you know, we can kind of just get away with this. If we wind up with a transactional president, like we really do have to play ball. Mm-hmm. And like, this isn't say that you make up things, but you ought to be investigating. And if illegal stuff is happening, people ought to be held accountable for it, no matter how ticky-tack it is. And I get a question for you. What do you think the chances are that Trump would do something on Truth Social specifically designed to emphasize the value proposition of Truth API? Do you think 100%? There's a 0.0% chance of that?
I think there's like 150% chance of that.
Okay.
That they, yeah. Look, this administration in some ways like thrives on volatility, both in the market sense and in the non-market sense, right? He wants to be seen as this madman who you can't read, and he's this dynamic negotiator and deal maker, and he's willing to blow everything up. And you see that in his behavior when it comes to markets, right? That it is useful to have early access to this feed if there's a lot of turmoil and Trump is changing his mind frequently about tariff rates, about military action and negotiations, about you know, other weaponization of government or things like that, about immigration policy. The more volatile this administration is, which is a thing that they like Trump constitutionally, not like U.S. Constitution, but like at his persona, his affect, he already leans into anyway. The more volatility that he can create, the more valuable this product is. And I think 100% he is going to play.
Can I take it to a darker place than that even then?
I count on you to.
If you're holding hands with me at the edge of the abyss, let's just jump off. so the if I'm remembering correctly, the Truth API had a deal if you lock in for 3 years. I don't know if you remember this.
I don't remember this detail, but I trust you on
this. This is, you know, you could pay monthly or you could lock in now for 3 years and get a discount. In all of your observations of the Trump family, have you ever known them to look at an opportunity to make money and then say, yeah, we don't need to do that? Have you ever seen that from the Trump? Because I have not.
What are you talking about? Donald Trump pledged that he wouldn't take a salary.